This is the ESU Buzz and an exciting topic today. It's always, in fact, exciting when we get to talk to Pete Rydberg, ESU Associate Professor and Director of Theater at Emporia State. It is summer theater time. Pete, good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. These are the dog days of rehearsals. They're beautiful days in Kansas, and that rehearsal hall gets warm real quick, but we are working hard.
Well, I know you're all fired up and ready because summer theater opens up soon, correct?
Less than 2 weeks. We open on June 21st with our summer musical entitled Ride to the Cyclone. So, it's coming. It's coming real fast.
Well, Pete, let's talk a little bit about Ride the Cyclone. I know this is a fairly new piece of material, especially compared to some of the shows you guys have done in the past that have dated back decades, last 7-8 years, really?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's fascinating about this particular play, or a musical, I remember when I came across it for the first time, I had just moved to Emporia. It was at the height of the pandemic. All of Broadway was shut down. And I was listening to a podcast that had been recorded before all the theaters went dark. And it was talking about this relatively obscure new musical that I'd just never heard of. So because it was pandemic times, and I had all the time in the world, I just immediately went and listened to the soundtrack. And I was captivated. I was blown away that I had never heard this music before. And right there on the spot, I kid you not, I applied for the rights. I knew in the summer we alternate musicals and comedies, and I knew a musical was coming up. It's the perfect size to do for a summer show, and I was just so moved. And the story has a very strange premise. It's a very macabre premise. It's a Canadian glee choir who there's a terrible tragedy on a roller coaster ride and they die. And the musical is about them in this weird liminal place between life and death, reflecting on the lives they lived and the dreams they never got to really experience. And they kind of sing through their dreams, their loves, their losses, and yet they all still have these transformations. So it is a 80 to 90 minute long epic kind of music where one of them gets redeemed at the end, but it incorporates so many different styles and genres of music, of everything from pure soprano operatic ballads to hip-hop auto-tune numbers, right? Mm. As these Canadian teenagers reflect on what could have been, what will never be. But ultimately, the reason I love this musical, it is so redemptive. It is so filled with hope. You walk out of the theater recognizing that every moment we are alive is worth embracing. And it's got that sort of spirit. Sorry. It's like you put a quarter in me and a little bit of coffee in it.
It's all right. You're definitely going to be reeling some folks in with that synopsis right there. I like that you bring up, though, it's a redemptive kind of tale. It seems as though redemption is kind of the value, or I guess the trait of the times right now, because it seems like a lot of shows, a lot of performances, it really carries a redemptive theme. You know, you see characters going through those rides. And why do you think that is such a popular, approach to these kinds of shows and really a time-tested theme?
Well, first of all, I would say transformation, right? Transformation is the core of what makes drama interesting, right? Because we start with that dramatic conflict. We start with that character's need to achieve a goal. And in achieving one's goal, one is usually, by definition, transformed, right? So, And so that transformation, when we as audience members are watching it, right? When we sympathize with those characters, when we go on the journey with them, we, I think, get caught up in the daily grind so much. We oftentimes, as individuals, don't really get to think about how we change day to day, right? Because we live in normal human time. When you get to watch something unplay in theatrical time, right, in the space of 90 minutes to 2 hours on stage, you see the whole story condensed, but you still recognize yourself. You still recognize your own struggles and your own passions in those characters, and you relate. And I think it helps you recognize, wow, you know, even though I don't think of myself as an individual in this reflective way, when I see myself in that character, I recognize those similarities.
This is the ESU Buzz. We're joined by Pete Rydberg, ESU Associate Professor and Director of Theater. Summer Theater at ESU is just about here. Performances of Ride the Cyclone coming up June 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, which will be at and 7:30 p.m. on the 20, or I guess the 25th at 2, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at 7:30. And the performances will be at the Ronald Q. Frederickson Black Box Theater in Roosevelt Hall. So we would, really encourage you to get your tickets early, Pete, because seating is limited there, correct?
Seating is limited, which is why we made sure we had one more show planned. But we really wanted the audience to be able to be right next to these characters, which is why we chose to do it in the smaller space rather than the larger space. And that will be wonderful. And certainly I would also encourage anyone who is looking for, who would like to see a preview, we will be doing a preview tomorrow, Friday, at Emporia Pride Live at 7 o'clock. Corner of 7th and Commercial here in Emporia. I know it's a sequence of events kicking things off. Starts at 5 p.m., but if folks are around downtown, want to hear four of our numbers, get kind of just a little preview, wow. We will be singing right around 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Friday.
That is awesome. So downtown, a little preview of Ride the Cyclone. So how is the cast? They've been receptive to this. You mentioned this is a fairly a new and unique, and probably, you know, some tunes and numbers that that the students and actors haven't heard before.
It is, and yet it isn't. What was fascinating about this piece, so when I kind of stumbled over it, it was written in 2016, 2020 I found it, and then one of the songs blew up on TikTok, right? So suddenly this musical went from absolutely no one's heard of it to everyone who, now I don't know how to TikTok, but my understanding is those who do know how to TikTok very quickly became familiar with the show. So it's like a high school, college kind of cult sensation already, kind of in the Rocky Horror sort of zone, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So all of the actors actually knew the musical, like this was on their radar. But it is incredibly challenging music. The choreography is incredibly complex and dynamic, but we got that all set in the first week. The performers arrived, I would say, about 90% memorized already. And so, yeah, it has just been hitting the ground running and moving forward. They sound amazing. From day one, they were harmonizing. Their voices blend, ring like bells. It's going to be one of the best sung shows that I think that we've seen in a while.
That's saying something. I saw Curtains during Homecoming, so that's a tall order right there. You guys have put on some great productions.
I know, 'cause Curtains was amazing, absolutely. And one of the reasons this is going to work so well in the Black Box is you're going to be right next to those voices, right? You're going to have that experience, so... is it okay if I also just kind of drop again the website if folks want more information and would like to look at tickets at all?
Please do,
Pete.
That is, it's really easy. It's emporia.edu/tickets. And then you just scroll down, look for the show, and you can get all of the additional information. Reserve your seats there. Absolutely. It is general admission, right? So there are no assigned seats. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun show, and it really is quite the experience.
And handful of opportunities too. Again, June 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th at 7:30, and June 25th, 2 p.m. Ronald Q. Frederickson Black Box Theater, Roosevelt Hall. Well, Pete, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having us on. We are going to go right back into rehearsal when we're off this call, but thank you so much. Enjoy your beautiful day, and I'm so excited to have you come out and see this show. It'll be
indeed.
Great.
Good. Can't wait to do it.
Can't wait to get you back on, Pete. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Pete.
Cheers, Ben. Bye-bye.
Pete Rydberg, Emporia State Associate Professor and Director of Theater. on the ESU Buzz today.